Glass jars. It pains me to have to recycle glass jars, but we simply do not have enough room to store every jar we get. Of course, many items in the store are packaged in plastic or cardboard. The day may come when there will no longer be glass jars. When I was a little girl, each glass jar was put to use. The pickle jar's lid had a slit for dropping coins into. When the jar was all filled up, we would spread a kitchen bag on the kitchen table, dump all the coins, and try to find that special coin that would make us rich. We never did find it. Then we would sort the coins and put them into wrappers. We'd all try to guess the amount the jar contained. At one point, we had an enormous garden. At harvest time, we'd bring the vegetables in and pickle them in glass jars. The delicious vegetables lasted all winter. The children really, really needed jars for their pennies, their marbles, their small toy parts, or whatever they could think up when a glass jar became clean. Dad took all size jars to categorize his nuts, bolts, washers, and all the small things in his workshop. My favorite memory was when an old shirt was becoming dust rags. My mother would take out her big button jar with buttons of all colors and sizes. I had a baby food jar of my own for tiny buttons. We'd work together. I'd get the collar and cuff buttons, and she'd get the shirt buttons. Sometimes she let me play with the big jar and dump out her collection. Today we have glass jars washed out and filled with all kinds of things all over the house, but my favorite jar is a big button jar of my own.